The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
I mentioned my next guest shaking her ears. I'm not sure, it might be his ears, because I am joined by Sadie and Cooper, I believe, both of them the companions of Breffni O'Dwyer, who is client director with Host & Company. And the reason that they all three are here is because the DSPCA is calling for more employers to let staff bring their pets into work with them as they go back to the office. So as normality returns, DSPCA is saying it should be a normality that includes pets. And Breffni O'Dwyer in Host & Company is a, as I understand it, it's a dog-friendly workplace.
It is indeed, yeah. So Sadie has been coming for the last 4 years.
Even. This is Sadie on your lap.
This is Sadie, the blondie. And this is Cooper. He's our newest addition. We got him from Wicklow Animal Welfare in June. So he's just learning the ropes. But yeah, Tim McGee, our client, our managing director, he had a beautiful dog called Bishop. And they live in Youghal. But when Tim came to Dublin, he'd always bring Bishop with him for years. So it was always a dog-friendly space. So I always wanted a dog, and he said, look, if you want a dog, it's a dog friendly office, you can bring the dog in.
And do both of them go into work with you now?
They both come with me now, yeah. Yeah. So we're just getting back to the office ourselves. So it's great. I live about a half an hour from the office. We're on South William Street.
That's the sound of a dog hitting the floor. I'm happy now.
He's very relaxed, yeah. So we walk in a half an hour into the office in the morning, and you know, they go and say hello to everybody, and they sleep, you know, anybody who has a dog knows that they sleep all day under your desk, you know, they're not, they're
well,
super
I suppose
chilled.
It depends to, you want to choose the right breed as well, because if you bring a collie, you have to give it a laptop.
Well, we'd love to, yeah, more hands would be excellent.
So what breeds do you have?
Sadie is a cocker poodle mix, and Cooper is a cocker mix, but we're not sure. He's a bit of everything. So.
And ages?
Sadie's 4 and Coop's is about 2.
Now, are they the only dogs in the office, or is anybody else occasionally bringing in?
At the moment, they're the only dogs. Yeah. So that it's fine. It works for that reason. But like our neighbours across the hall, Lots Architects, they have a dog from the DSPCA, Penny. So prior to Cooper arriving, Sadie and Penny used to pop across the hall to each other all the time. He's a little bit, or they have a different dynamic, Cooper and Penny, so they don't visit. But yeah, for us at the moment, it's just these two in our office, so it works.
And have you any concern if other staff members started? Because I suspect when employers particularly think about doing dog-friendly workplace, they think, yeah, it's fine for one dog, but if you end up with 6 or 8 in the building and one or two of them don't like each other, or does it all kick off?
Well, it hasn't been an issue for us yet. I know that across the way, Penny, one of the other girls, has gotten a dog, and they've started to introduce them in the park. So they go to Stephen's Green, and they're doing little meetups in that way to introduce them. And I guess long term, you hope they'll be able to be in the office together. But if they're not, I guess they work on different schedules. So they're in one day and they work from home another.
What about colleagues or clients who are terrified of dogs?
Again, it hasn't been an issue for us in terms of colleagues. But there was definitely, you know, one girl worked with us, and she didn't love dogs. She didn't mind them. She didn't love them. But it was funny. We have 12 o'clock meetings every day, and you'd see Sadie sitting beside her and she'd just be rubbing her without even thinking about it. So it's that kind of therapy is there for sure. Clients, we always ask if we are having client meetings or media meetings, anybody's coming into the office, we flag, look, we're a dog friendly space. If you've any issues, let us know. And I'd leave them at home then that day.
And what about the size of the animal? Because I think when people think about dog-friendly workplaces, they think about terriers and cocker spaniels. If somebody has a Leon Burger, a Rhodesian Ridgeback or a German Shepherd, do you begin to say, there's limits?
I guess it depends. Every office is going to be different and every space is different. Like, we're in a beautiful Georgian building on one floor, so that's not going to lend itself to lots and lots of big dogs. You know, Bishop was a big dog, but he was absolutely fine in that space. So again, I think it's going to be, you're going to have to work with your team and your employer and your colleagues, whoever, you know, to decide whether this space can take that size of dog.
Are they distracting?
No.
Not a bit. You don't find yourself thinking,
I mean, no,
I'll go
they're
throw
not
a little tennis ball there.
I mean, you regularly find, you know, pairs of legs sticking out from under your desk while people go by and have a chat with them. No, what they do is kind of ground you. They're so present, you know, they don't, they're not worried about deadlines and, you know, RSVP lists and copy and, you know, they're just in the now. So, you know, they kind of bring you out of your head and they're like, you know, while you're there, give us a tummy rub and hold my paw for a bit and you're grand, you know?
And what about things like walking and bathroom breaks and all the rest of it? Does it take a lot of maintenance? It doesn't get in the way of the day to day?
Well, now, Sadie came in my bag as a puppy. So she had a little, you know, she had a period of figuring it out, but she's fine now. So we, as I say, we walk in and then go to Stephen's Green for lunch for a stroll around. And it's lovely. You meet other
dogs. It has to be said, they are extremely well behaved. I mean, Cooper is just unconscious on the floor and Sadie is sitting on your lap, totally content. Yeah. Not struggling, not wanting to play with them.
No. He's getting used to it. He's super. I was wondering how he'd be, but she's been socialised for 4 years. So.
Now, there is the one challenge, of course, which is there are these people that I think the technical term for them is, it's something like cat people.
Okay.
What do you do when you hit one of those?
In terms of...
Are they allowed to bring the cat?
It hasn't come up. We've lots of cat people in our office. Nobody's asked to bring their cat yet, so we'd have to.
But if I happen to be a cat person and you happen to be, surely I have rights in respect of my cat.
Of course you do. Yeah. So we'd have to figure it out if the cat wants to come in and see how they get on. These guys are great with cats.
Do you think it's the way of the future? When you're talking to clients, when you're talking to the other companies, people that you work with, is it going to become the norm, or is it a bit of an American flash in the pan that we'll all try for a bit and then go back?
I would imagine it will become the norm when people see actually how not easy it is, but it is possible to do. And like the DSPCA have the program to help people, you know, it isn't a let's all bring your dog and have a free-for-all, but it's no more than, you know, pet friendly hotels. Like, we have plenty of pet friendly hotels that we work with, like Dunmore and the 12 and Cliff, but people would have thought, God, I'd never bring my dog away, and now that's just becoming so normal to do.
Oh yeah, and makes it possible for people with dogs to get away, because one of the big difficulties is how do you get a babysitter who'll mind one, two, three dogs.
We were planning our holidays last year and my partner Jack's like, we can't go without them, we have to take them with us. So we had a great time down
in Dunmore. Well behaved as they are, you can see his logic. Thank you very much, Breffni. That's Breffni O'Dwyer, client director with Host & Company. And a big thank you to Sadie and Cooper, who have been so well behaved throughout. Text saying, my two oversized greyhounds come into my classroom sometimes. It's brilliant. I think we need to trust owners. No one is going to bring a dog into work unless they know the animal is going to be happy and relaxed. It's a good thing for most people, so why not try something new for employees to help the work-life balance as we return to normality. Coming up after the break, we'll be talking about skeletons, bobsleds and all sort of high-speed Winter Olympic stuff.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.